It's good to be with you again, from distance or very near to each other. In many ways, that's our own choosing at this very moment. I'm with Greg, who is so kind to help us listen to these times together. As you know, and I do right now, not so much listening to me, but the deeper listening that wants to happen for all of us when we open our hearts and are here. Here, in some ways, we've left now already because that was a time frame. But here is a sense of presence. And just a couple moments ago, before Greg and I sat down to do this, someone hollered over a balcony here where we are on Don Pedro Island in Florida for a leadership, Franciscan leadership retreat. Someone said, there's food up here, and there was a wonderful call out to go to the table if we wished. The table is somewhere else right now. It's upstairs, we would say. Or would I, as I've just had a wonderful conversation with Greg, with him, as I try to reassure him, would I know the table's here? So I don't even know if you're sitting at a dining room table, or you have a McDonald's hamburger, excuse that, or, you know, if you just had breakfast. I don't know if food is near you, or would you and I know that right here is all the food we need? Do we have any sense of that right now? That nourishment is here. And surprise, it's wonderful that people set tables for us, but one has set a table for us that is an unending banquet. In Isaiah, there's that great call out that's one of our themes at the mountain. On the mountain, the Lord of hosts will prepare for all peoples this choice banquet of great grapes and wines and choice foods. And it just goes on in imagery. It's one of the great messianic prophecies. So maybe I've mentioned it here before, but do we know there's food? Well, you know, we need to call out to each other to come to other tables. We need to trust the table. We need to trust the one who is feeding us. Earlier today, we reflected on the beautiful, what we call the Last Supper, which we might say, honestly, here is the first meal, the breakout of Christ saying, this is my food for you. This is my flesh. This is the cup of salvation. This is the blood of new life. This is poured out for you. And then immediately he's on his knees washing our feet. That's the table too, we're told. And that's a table we're called to wake up to, even as people upstairs right now would say, hey, there's food up here. Come on. Can we be hearing the call into our hearts now to the nourishment that would feed us to serve each other? The food that is here, in a world full of hungry people, the anguish of people, as I often think of it, just trying to find water. Would you and I know right now, in this quiet moment, that there is a banquet in our hearts set for us by God, that we will give thanks, and in giving thanks, feed each other, and indeed then call each other to the table. To the table of our own homes, to the table of our churches, to the tables where we assemble. The large, uninterrupted banquet. Even in our quiet moment, there might have been a feeling of an interruption because someone was above us, out from here in another time, a few minutes ago now, just saying, hey, there's food here. Well, there is. Here. Here and now. And in our taking this moment, nourished by the presence of God, supping with each other, breaking bread, lifting a glass of wine, looking at the ocean, our vision and our hearts are fed so that we begin to see each other and break bread with everybody, and kneel at the feet of others and wash their feet right now. The banquet of Jesus is never interrupted, but the flow is from the food to the floor and the following of others to where their needs are as well. They need us now. And we'll go up and get some food in a moment, but we need to be right here, fed here, so that we would feed others. This is Dan Reilly again with Greg Lacomelli beside me, and I'm so glad we're together here, and we've had a deep conversation, and there's been some healing and care for each other in it. But it sends us forth, Greg back to his wife and children, and me to wherever I go next, and you, wherever you want to go. Because, hey, there's food here. Come eat. Come serve. Let's care for each other. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall be always on my lips. My soul shall glory in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad.